The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.
Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Bringing the band back together. We saw them last week. Thanks to Libby for filling in last week. Rose Gray, how are you?
I am really well. We survived without you, but it's good to have you back.
Yes, I listen to the podcast. It's always good to catch up. Easy to do at many different locations. So,
yeah, and our website as well.
Yes.
So you can
find it on
Spotify and Apple and everywhere you listen.
WTMJ.com.
Exactly. We're everywhere.
I went to your website just so that I could give you some traffic.
Yay.
But let's go through a little bit because there were some big announcements on some awards won this week.
Yep. So I was a little remiss in neglecting to mention this last week when Libby and I were together. Our COO, and sometimes people are like, what is a C-suite? And I have to kind of explain, it's the executives within our company. This happens to be our chief operating officer, was recognized as a Wisconsin Titan 100.
Ooh.
So this is inspirational leadership and a commitment to her industry. And so Beth Marino, congratulations. What a well-deserved honor for Beth. And then our illustrious leader, Chip Yedis, who will be mortified if he's listening or when he does listen to the podcast, was honored in New York by GBTA. Now, what is GBTA? You may add, it's the Global Business Travel Association. It's huge. It's a big, big network of people who deal in corporate travel. Let's just say that. So our CEO, Chip, received a Pinnacle Award for the best mentor or coach. As a male, he mentors and leads everyone in the industry. But we have a very, very big presence of women within leadership roles at Fox World Travel, like over 60%.
Wow.
Yes. So congratulations to Chip and Beth. Well-deserved. Very, very proud to work at Fox World Travel, where these young leaders, these are young people who are making strides in the industry. Just very, very proud of both of them and very proud to be a member of the Fox family.
Well, Fox World Travel is not shy on awards. You guys win a lot of different awards.
It's very true. And if I may be so braggadocious as to say, 25th largest travel agency in the United States. So people are like, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, that's where your headquarters are? Yeah, well, we all got to start somewhere, right, kids?
Yes.
So this is where we started. We're just blessed beyond blessed to have had leadership that took us through COVID. You know, there are many travel agencies, Dayton, that didn't make it through COVID, sadly, very, very sadly. And so what do? We do vacation travel. Do we do business travel? We do meetings and incentives. And then also, I did want to mention, if my enthusiasm for Fox World Travel is contagious, as I hope it is, go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under Why Fox, you will find our careers page. And you may say to yourself, well, I have no travel experience. That's okay. We need people like, for example, this is a job I couldn't do, web application developer. Can't do that. How about IT support specialist? So although there are a number of jobs listed there that revolve around travel, we've got lots of other opportunities where you don't have to. And it's such a great company to work for with so many wonderful benefits that if you're looking for that career change or you're looking for something new and different, take a look at that page. I think you'll be surprised to see how many job openings we have, and one of them may be right for you.
I see Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, Appleton, a lot of remote possibilities as well. So
that's right.
Many different locations and even out of your own home if that's what you want to do.
Precisely. So again, kudos to both Beth and Chip, and thank you all for letting me get on my little box here and just take a couple minutes to brag about my company.
Yeah, we love it. And now we will take your calls and texts and answer. Let's talk travel. That's what we're here for today. The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Thanks for listening to the Fox World Travel Show this morning on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Always a good time when you can travel somewhere.
Exactly.
Exotic, local, just travel. Get out, experience life, go do it. And we already have texts coming in. It's people are glad you're back, Rose, and here, like, is this the third week in a row?
It is the third week in
a row. Wow. I know. Are you jonesing? I'm in Milwaukee again. What's going on?
No, actually, I am so excited. I'm not going anywhere till the very, very last weekend in November. So you get me for many more weeks.
All right. The Old National Bank Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. First text here says, we are scheduled for a Rhine River cruise next fall. There's an opportunity for us to prepay tips for the boat staff. Is that a good idea?
I think it's a great idea. I'm a fan. When we have an opportunity for me as a tour manager with Fox World Travel to prepay the gratuities, we do that because then I don't have to worry about, do I have enough euros left over? Can I combine euros and US dollars? Sometimes you can actually just go ahead and put it right on your bill if you want to do that. But this is the way I do it. I look at it that, like many of the big cruise ship companies, River Cruising now has started saying, how about we just prepay your gratuities for you so you don't have to keep putting little amounts out and not being certain what's the appropriate amount. And we've done that for you. And then if somebody really exceeds your expectations, and it always happens on a river cruise, somebody goes above and beyond. Some guy remembers your cocktail every single night, or one of the tour guides that you have that's local just exceeded every expectation. Although that wouldn't be included in the prepaid gratuities. I just feel like that's your opportunity then to really do a good deed and show your appreciation. So I am a fan of prepaid gratuities. I know that old school cruisers didn't like it at first. They like that feeling of having that personal relationship where I'm handing you the envelope with the money in it. But quite frankly,
so that's a good question. Yeah. Does the server know if you pre-tipped or did?
They do.
Okay,
they do.
So they're not feeling slighted because they know you've already tipped them.
Exactly. And so when you're on a river cruise, being that that's so much smaller, you've got 120 to 160 max.
Sure.
They really know who did. And when you're on a tour, Globus Tours allows us to prepay gratuities as well. The tour director knows, he has a list of who's already prepaid.
Okay.
So I like it. It's not for everybody, but I like it.
Okay. Next one at 855-616-1620. Are you anticipating any good Black Friday deals for Travel Mexico through Funjet or Apple?
I think there will be good Black Friday. We saw some coming out already. Now, just like all industries that are retail kind of based, you're already starting to hear about Black Friday sales and what stores are going to be open on Thanksgiving and that kind of thing. Both Funjet and Apple, through Apple Leisure Group, have started letting us know they're going to have some sales. Here's the thing to keep in mind, however. Flexibility is the key to being able to take advantage of these, because you can bet that there's not going to be lots and lots of discounted rates for people who are traveling, like, let's say the last week of March, which is going to be spring break.
When everybody's trying to
exactly.
travel.
So when you say I'm flexible, how flexible are you? I've talked to people in the last several days as they predicted this weather was going to be upon us, saying, oh my gosh, I can't even stand it. You know, it dropped 40 degrees?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and they're preparing as well. And they're saying, I can go anytime in February. Okay, that's flexible. Yeah. In my book, that's being super flexible. But if you're like, I can either go this Saturday or this Sunday in February, that's not real flexible.
Right.
So, and can you go 6 nights? Can you go 7 nights? What is your preference with regard to destination? Are you telling us, I won't go to Mexico? Okay, now you've just eliminated Cancun, Riviera Maya, Puerto Vallarta, Huatulco, all the places that the charters go. So now that leaves Punta Cana and Jamaica if you're looking for nonstop charter service. So, you know, what is your flexibility look like? Tell us that.
855-616-1620, the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line. Does Fox World Travel have the ability to obtain ticket and transportation to Teatro de Silencio?
Oh, how did you pronounce that so well?
I took Spanish for many years.
Oh.
I've contacted European companies and the packages are not affordable.
Okay, so this references an open-air amphitheater that is actually in a Tuscany region where Andrea Bocelli was born. Uh-huh. So it's very, very well-known. And And yes, we can almost always get tickets. Now, the question in the text, though, is the packages are not affordable. That may be the kicker. Anything that's desirable is often not affordable.
Yes, exactly. Good morning. Are there any cruise lines that do Italy and the Greece islands?
Many. Almost all of them. So a lot of them will start in Barcelona or start in Civitavecchia, which is the port for Rome. And then they'll do that side of Rome and then they'll go into the Greek Isle. So almost every major cruise line that I could name, Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, Norwegian Cruise Line, Holland America, Princess, almost all of them have some kind of an itinerary that would include those destinations.
And I bet Fox World Travel can help book that.
Absolutely. And kind of vet these and go through the various cruise lines. What are the differences between these cruise lines? That's the big question. Like, they all have great big ships. Now, help me figure this out. And actually, that brings me to why I'm going to be traveling at the very, very end of November. I am going to go and look at Celebrity Cruise Line's newest ship. And so I can come back and say, I was on the Ascent. This is their newest ship. This is how big it is. This is what the features are. This is what the cabins look like, et cetera.
That's really nice.
I know.
Nice perk of the job.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. The Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. We have a phone call from Paul we'll get to. We've got more texts coming up. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The 1-0 Bucks play the 0-2 Hawks tomorrow, 6 p.m. tip-off. Make sure you catch all the action. It should be a good season. Everybody's excited about that. Rose Gray is here. Dayton Kane with you as well, talking travel on the Fox World Travel Show. The Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Paul in Tosa. Good morning, Paul. What's your question for Rose?
I was thinking of taking a trip to Glacier National Park by train, and I wanted to find out if that's a good idea, if you can get to Glacier and do it without a car, if you can go by their shuttles to all parts of the park, and is it too late to schedule such a trip for next year?
I don't think it's too late. I think you've still got some time to do that, especially if you've got some flexibility. Taking a train would be amazing. The scenery could probably blow your mind while you're getting to this spectacular place. And then, so there is the Glacier Park Free Shuttle that's going to take you from the visitor center to the west side, and then they'll take you from the visitor center to the east side. So you've kind of got to do what we would call a hub and spoke type system, where you got to get back to the center and then go one direction, get back to the center and go the other direction. At that particular park, there is also something called Red Bus Tours, which is kind of an open air vehicle. I don't want it to give you the idea it's like a double decker bus. It's not that big, but it's like almost like a convertible feeling, like they can roll the top of this vehicle down, and then they do tours of the entire park. So that's called the Red Bus Tours. And then also, you have to book these in advance, but there are also some interpretive tours that the indigenous people offer at that park as well.
Okay. Are you able to get off on these Red Bus Tours, different places, and check out the park?
Yep, exactly. So the best way that I can tell you to look how these work is if you have access to the internet, just Google Red Bus Tours Glacier and it will come up, because it is operated by the Parks Department. And so you can kind of see a picture of what they look like, and you can kind of see the routes that they take, the west side departures and the east side departures, and what it is they see along the way and how you navigate them, basically. So yeah, definitely take a look at that. And if you need help with an Amtrak ticket, we can absolutely help you, but that's pretty easy to do online as well.
Okay. And do you have any thoughts on train travel itself? I mean, that's a pretty long trip. I think it's a 17-hour trip to get out there. would it be a good idea to get a berth or a place to sleep? Or do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, personally, I would have to have a place to sleep. I could not be sitting up in a seat. Now, the one beautiful thing about being on the Amtrak is that you can walk between cars, and you can go to the dining car, and you can go out on the platform, and you can walk. Unlike on a plane, where you're pretty much confined to that metal tube, at least on a plane, I mean, on a train, you have some opportunity to walk around. However, with that said, if you have the wherewithal, and again, and you can find availability. So the roomettes on trains book up super fast. So if you have some flexibility, that there's a way that you can look to see what days there are bedrooms available on the train, and that may determine when you're actually going to be traveling. But personally, if you can afford it, I would go with some kind of sleeping accommodations.
All right. Thank you, Paul, for calling in. 855-616-1620 is the number. Let's go to Connie in Appleton. Good morning, Connie. What's your question?
Good morning, Rose. Good morning, Dayton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm thinking of getting global entry. However, I have read that starting in 2025, U.S. travelers will need prior authorization for travel to Europe.
And actually, interestingly enough, that was going to be on my list of things to talk about. We just got word within the last 7 days that the European Union has put a hold on that right now, and it's not going to happen until 25. And quite honestly, that would not impact your global entry, because that global entry is for you coming back into the U.S.
Okay.
So, but the ETIAS, for those of you who listen to the show regularly, we talked about that electronic authorization that you were going to need. It's almost like a visa to get into the European Union countries starting in 24 for about 7 euros. Remember, we talked about that. They have now put that on hold. We do not know when it's going to start, but it won't be till 2025.
Okay. Another thing, I got back from a marvelous trip, spectacular Spain and Provence a couple of weeks ago. A marvelous trip. It was just fantastic. Fox really did a great job on that.
Thank you. And, you know, that was a couple of years in the offing, because we did have to postpone that one a little bit during COVID. So glad you hung in there with us, Connie, and so glad you enjoyed the trip. Thank you.
Oh, certainly did. Yep,
thank
you. Bye. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talking text line. Lots of texts lined up. We'll get to those coming up. Tell people how to get in touch with Fox World Travel.
Absolutely. Monday through Friday, 866-GO-FOX-GO, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And our website is always there for you. And that's a great place to give us some information, prior information, so that we can get a conversation started and already have some of the information that we need.
FoxWorldTravel.com. They made it hard to find. FoxWorldTravel.com is the place to go. We're going to take a break, over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Wyatt Barmore-Pooley. Good morning, Wyatt.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose. Thanks for listening. 9:35, going to be a fairly decent day for a fall day, 48 degrees. Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. We're going to go over to the phones and talk to Jackie in New Berlin. Good morning, Jackie. What's your question?
My question is, I want to live on a cruise ship for 30 days during the winter, or more, or a little less, but in that ballpark. And I tried online to look to back-to-back cruises. I looked at South America, but I can't figure out how to do that. I just want to know if Fox World does help people figure out how to stay in a cruise ship or live in a cruise ship for a month.
Oh, absolutely. So what I can suggest is, if you go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, there is a tab under the vacation section that says find an advisor. And one of the filters that you can actually use is cruises. And we have a number of cruise experts who can help you find exactly what you're looking for, which is the back-to-back cruise that you're referencing. So what Jackie's talking about, for those of you who are not familiar, is cruise lines typically will just do an itinerary, let's say a 7-day Western Caribbean itinerary, over and over and over again. And that's not what Jackie wants to do. She wants to be on a cruise ship that's doing something different for 30 days. And there is a way to do that by exactly what she suggested, putting two cruises or three cruises or four cruises together. And it, you know, it could be the Panama Canal. You could start in California and go through the Panama Canal and then get to Florida and then, you know, do a couple back-to-backs there. There's a couple different ideas that I would have, but we have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 advisors listed on our site who are big ship cruise experts, and they can help you put that together.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's cheaper to go on a cruise ship, as far as I could see, than for me to rent a condo in Florida for a month and drive there and then feed myself. So I thought a cruise might be the best deal.
You're absolutely right. And what a great way to get out of the winter and have some entertainment and some ready-made friends and good food. And yeah, so definitely reach out. On that website, we also have a Contact Us page. And if you just put that information in a email to us, they will get that to the right person who will reach out to you, and then you can get that conversation started.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jackie,
when you come back from doing this, yes, I want you to call us because I want to know how it went, because I'm intrigued by this concept. So I would love to hear from you.
I absolutely love cruising, so I won't get bored.
All right. Awesome. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you.
855-616-1620, the old National Bank talking text line. Hi, Rose. We love listening to you. So appreciate all the travel advice. We're heading to Secrets the Vine in Cancun for our friend's 50th in January. Is it worth the money to upgrade to Preferred?
I say yes. Okay. I say yes, because you get some beautiful perks. You have a section of the resort that is yours and yours alone, that if you need a respite, you need to be alone. Now, Secrets is going to be an adults-only property, right, anyway. So it's not like you have to get away from the children. However,
kids are the worst.
But sometimes adults act like kids.
That is
and
true.
You'd like to get away from those adults. So when you need to do that, you have that option. And so there's usually a restaurant or two that is only available to people who are in the Preferred Club. Just those little perks. I'm a fan. When I was a poor, broke, young person, I would never have paid for those kinds of services. And now I'm a less broke, old person who affords myself those treats sometimes.
Okay. And now you may have just explained to me why we always end up with our own pool at the end of the... We're those people that are driving people to their private pools. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Would you get a full refund of prepaid gratuities, partial refund if you can't complete the entire cruise?
Yeah. Hmm. So what they're talking about is probably talking about low water, high water, issues like that on the rivers. And so... That's a very legitimate question. And yes, they would not say, you know, because what they do is they take the suggested amount of the gratuities and then add that up and then multiply that by how many days you're on the ship.
Gotcha.
So in the event, of course, that you have travel insurance and something happens, then they're going to go ahead and refund that portion of it. And quite honestly, the majority of the river cruise companies, cruise companies in general, with whom we work, are understanding in those types of situations. And I said the insurance, and I recommend the insurance. And Fox is always going to ask you, do you want to take the trip insurance? Because there's so many additional things that you get with the trip insurance. But in the event that you didn't take it, the cruise lines understand that they're the ones that made the decision not to, let's say, continue on, or they had to pull the plug on it halfway through or something like that. We haven't seen nearly the water issues this year that we saw in the previous year. So again, out of your control, and everybody tries very hard to do the best they can with what Mother Nature throws at us.
Let's hit one more before the break. Are there any plans for a group trip to the beaches of Normandy in the next year or two?
Typically, we try to do something like that. So I would say year or two, yes. We may redo the Battlefields trip again. And always remember this, you can always do the Normandy River cruise that is going to give you a day there. And so keep that in mind if you don't need an intense, in-depth experience there and you just want to go see it, a river cruise on the Seine River is a perfectly lovely way to do that.
Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. We're going to take a break. More calls and texts coming up. You guys are keeping us busy this morning. It's good. Talk and travel on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton here with Rose, 945. Thanks for joining us. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers later tonight and a high of 48. Let's get to more texts here. They're lined up. Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. When will Frontier Airlines open up their spring travel schedule? We have a couple people asking that
question. Yeah, we've got more than one. I answered the first one, and then right after that, a second one came in. So here's the frustrating thing. The major carriers being Delta, American Airlines, United Airlines,
Southwest.
Not Southwest. That's not a major carrier.
Okay.
Alaska Airlines is a major carrier, put their schedules out. And then all the international carriers, Lufthansa, KLM, Air France, put their schedules out 330 days in advance or thereabouts. Okay.
Right. Plenty of notice.
Yep. Southwest and Frontier typically, and some of the other deeply discounted carriers put their schedules out 6 months in advance. Okay. Now, what does that mean for you as a traveler? I'm planning on taking my entire family to fill in the blank for spring break. I can look at schedules and fares on those major carriers that I mentioned 330 days in advance. And I see them and I'm, oh, A, it's a connecting flight. B, it's pretty expensive. I'm going to wait for the others to come out. Well, now you can feel like comfortable that Southwest is going to come out with the 6 months. And they did. And they're pretty on target with those hitting those dates. Then we've got Frontier. Now people are waiting for Frontier to put their schedules out for spring break.
Right, right.
And right now they go to March 6th.
Okay.
So you know,
that is like not spring break quite yet.
No, and so everybody is just waiting because if you wait too long, the other carrier seats are already sold.
Right.
So you don't have the recourse to go back to them after you see what Frontier is offering. So it's very, very frustrating. I would anticipate that within this week, you will see Frontier schedules and fares come out.
Okay.
So they're just behind. I don't know why, but that's Frontier. They're just behind.
Okay. Rose, when is the best time of year to vacation in Switzerland?
So June, July, and August, of course, is going to be high season. But Switzerland, like any place in Europe, would be delightful in September or even early October if you want to save a little money and maybe actually have less crowds. Let's put it that way. What to do in Switzerland? A million things. The Matterhorn, Lake Lucerne, Zurich, Mount Pilates, take the Glacier Express. Rail system in Switzerland is outstanding. Mm. Just like everything you know about the Swiss, they're clean and they're on time. And so it's a lovely experience to take the train. The Alps are magnificent. Switzerland is a phenomenal country to visit.
What is weather like? Is it similar to Wisconsin?
Very similar to Wisconsin. Yep. If you're in an elevated area, of course, you're going to put a jacket on still going to be a little cooler. But absolutely, Switzerland in September, divine.
Another text here says, prepaying gratuity is the way to go. Rose is right. If you felt like you were giving exceptional service, you can always tip a little extra. That often seems to be a question. How much money should I bring with me? Do I tip? How do I tip? And so
we get
that question a lot.
We also get questions about, can I tip them in U.S. dollars? Well, let's reverse that. What if you were providing a service for somebody from another country here in the United States and they gave you their currency? What would you do with that? You'd go to a bank, you'd have to exchange it, you'd pay the exchange rate, all of that. So if you can tip in their currency, great. But if you can prepay the gratuities, you know they're getting it in their own currency provided to them by the cruise line, tour vendor, or whoever it is that's offering the prepaid gratuities.
So do they get taxed on that then?
No.
Because it's a tip?
Exactly. Yep.
Interesting. Yep. Okay. We do need to take one more break. Love to hear from you. The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose. Thanks for joining us. We did get a call during the break. Somebody asked about European cruise lines and what's a good one, what's a bad one.
Yeah, so if I was to answer which cruise line offers the best itineraries in Europe, it could easily still be Holland America, Princess Cruise Lines, Royal Caribbean, Celebrity. They all do something in the summertime where they take those ships that are in warm weather climates like Florida and the Mexican Riviera from the west coast of the United States, and they put those ships in Europe.
Okay.
And so just like one of the callers, the texters we had today asking, what about the Italy and the Greek Isles? That's what they're doing, basically. So what I say is, first of all, what is your itinerary? I always help customers. I would help customers say, let's pick an itinerary and then let's find out what cruise lines are doing that itinerary at the time you want to travel. You want to travel in September. All right, let's take a look at who's doing that itinerary. That let's just use that Italy and Greek islands example.
Right.
Who's doing that? Now let's look at all the ships that are doing it. Viking has now started offering big ship cruises. We used to think of Viking as only a river cruise company. They are now doing big ship cruising, and they have gotten great reviews on their big ship cruising. And it's not big. They're small ships. That's another thing to ask. How big of a ship are you looking for?
Right.
There are some really monstrosities out there that are four, five, 1,000 passengers. Those are great big ships. Do you want a smaller experience? Then let's look at Seven Seas, or let's look at the Viking ships, or let's look at something that's a little bit smaller. So find your itinerary. Let's find out who's doing that itinerary. Let's find out what it is you're asking for in regards to the ship itself. Then we can help you make that selection.
And that's what you guys do at Fox World Travel.
That is what we do at Fox World Travel.
So any exclusive savings going on right now? Any getaway deals that we should know about?
Yep. So we still got Sunkissed Vacation happening. So if you are looking for Sunkissed Getaway, and honestly, when I stepped outside this morning, I could go on a Sunkissed Getaway right now.
Right.
I could easily go someplace warm. There are great deals to be had if you're willing to travel throughout November and the first couple of weeks of December, because that's not when people think about traveling.
Right.
So if you're looking to do that, absolutely. So if you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and you go to the travel section, you again see vacation travel, business travel, meetings and incentives, and then you can find out about all-inclusive vacations. You can find out about, are there deals yet for Europe? Can I get to Europe? You can find out when we might be having some sales. Right now, there are some shipboard credits to be had on Holland America. There are 30% off Royal Caribbean every guest, and then kids can sail up to $150 off and sometimes free, depending on what itinerary you're looking for. Avalon Waterways has got some still things going on in Europe for 2023. And the airfares to Europe have dropped significantly. So if you were looking at some $1,300, $1,400, $1,500 airfares out of Chicago at the beginning of this summer and thinking, I can't do that. Yeah, absolutely. Now let's take a look and see if you maybe can. We know there is still some space on Christmas markets. People have asked a lot about Christmas markets. You can do them by land, but you can also do them on a river cruise. And if our Steve Scafidi and Tuscany trip taught us anything, it's people love staying in one spot for 7 days,
right,
or at least not having to unpack and pack a suitcase a couple of times on a trip. And that's what those river cruises offer you, the opportunity to just stay on your floating hotel as they go between these lovely European cities during what is Christmas time, and you have a whole different vibe than you would when you're traveling in the summer. So lots of that going on, lots of experts. Anybody who is still considering 23, we've got some stuff going on. But for those of you who are thinking about group travel for 24, those are on that website as well. Lots of sold out things. Japan is sold out. Vietnam is sold out. We've got space on South Africa and Victoria Falls if somebody's looking for that. I, again, selfishly want to remind everybody, we've got space on the Battlefields Bavaria in Germany Reborn. That's the World War II focused trip that kind of is 2.0 from our first one that we did with right. John Bromage. There is a little space left on Spectacular Ireland with Gene Miller. There is a little bit of space on the Steve Scafidi German Grandeur.
There is.
Yeah. Mm. So lots of things going on. But again, soon, some of these start as early as May. Scafidi's is in July. We've got some August and September. Soon, any cabins we're still holding that we have not sold, we have to give back to the cruise line. So now's the time. It is. And it's cold outside. So just look at our website, right?
I know we actually have snow in the forecast.
I can't even.
I know.
So in between sporting events this weekend, you could be, you've got a little time this afternoon before the Badger game. You could be looking at the website, dreaming about Alaska or dreaming about Europe or dreaming about whatever it is that you want to do. And something for those of you who listened last week will remember, Libby told us about her experience with Fox World Travel. She came to me with the most wacky itinerary because her cousin had a villa in Sicily that she could use. Then she wanted to see her friends in Vienna. And oh, by the way, could we do Rome as well? But we got it all in. Thanks to the help of a Fox World Travel advisor who can make those dreams become realities.
Fox World Travel Show happens every Saturday at 9 o'clock. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely.
Great show. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk. Thanks for listening.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.